Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you find yourself in the workplace, or if you're a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're recovering from the passing of a loved one, or maybe you've just never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is, well, this show is for you because we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. And we like to start the program with a scripture reading. And so this comes from the Old Testament. It's one of my favorites. It's Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. I'm going to just read it to you. It's very powerful words. Here we go. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Folks, that's Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. I have spent a lot of time in that chapter, and I encourage all of our listeners to go back and visit the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. There's just great word, great inspiration, prophetic word for you today. And we like to say on this show, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through His Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Word, pick up the Bible, and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will, and you will never be the same again. You'll be a new creation because there's life-giving power in the Word. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. We also have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes if you want to catch up on our previous programs. And you can also visit our website. It's called mark5ministries.com. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Dogwood Festival's annual Dogwood Tree Sale is happening March 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m., March 24th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the Barracks Road parking lot near Burger King. Details at charlottesvilledogwoodfestival.org. The Junior League of Charlottesville is holding its fourth annual rummage sale, Dogwood Deals, in the Old Northside Library location in Albemarle Square near the Fresh Market. The sale is from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April 8th and 9th. Details at jlcville.org. The Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA 4th Annual Bow Wow Walk is happening on April 8th at Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville. It's a 2.5K walk, and all the proceeds benefit the Seville Albemarle SPCA. Details at caspca.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
and welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. With us, we have Vince Croce. Vince is a former member of the UVA football team, former captain of the football team, and is now on the coaching staff with Bronco Mendenhall and his group. And Vince, I just want to welcome you to the show, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
You know, you and I met the first time, and I was a little bit of a deer in the headlights last year when I met you. Just to reveal to our listeners, I was asked, and I was very thankful to have this opportunity, but there was a sunlight service at UVA at the amphitheater last year for the Easter sunrise. First ever, I guess first in a long time, sunrise service. And anyway, the pastor who was supposed to give the message that day couldn't do it. Anyway, they asked me if I would fill in, and I said yes before I knew what I was getting into. And so anyway, I found that the sunrise service comes really early in the morning.
Absolutely. But, really good.
But you and I were there because you shared your testimony that day, and I brought some word. And so I feel like I kind of have this bond with you already.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. And, I mean, our messages, actually, I remember were kind of, you know, saying kind of the same tune. Mm-hmm. And obviously we'd never met before, so that, you know, I'm not big on coincidences.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. So I just thought that was rather proper on Easter Sunday.
Amen. So take us back to, well, we want to hear about your faith journey. That's where we're headed. But could you maybe, yeah, I also want to hear about, you know, kind of your experience as a UVA football player and those kind of things. So start wherever you want, but I want to hear about the faith journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you just a quick about whose voice you're hearing right now. I'm 23 years old, played 5 years UVA football. I'm originally from Maryland, so not very far away, about 2.5 to 3 hours. I've been in Charlottesville for, you know, 6 years now. And I'm a part-time assistant coach with the strength staff, actually. So still with the football team, just in a little different capacity. Growing up, I went to a Catholic school for elementary, did the public school thing, and I would say, you know, lived the air quote normal childhood. Growing up, playing a lot of sports, going through school. We moved, and I ended up at a public school. And I remember going to my parents sometime in eighth grade saying that I wanted to go back to, you know, a Catholic or a private school. And it was because I liked the culture better, but I couldn't really stick my finger on it at that time. Mm-hmm. I just knew that the public school wasn't vibing well with me. But throughout high school, started becoming, you know, a good football player, realizing that that was going to be my future and what was going to take me to college. Absolutely had the grades to do so as well, but realizing that football was going to be a huge opportunity for me. So my life was really sports based and centered around what I was doing in my athletics. My religious life, grew up going to church every Sunday. We obviously did masses during school, first Fridays of the month. Mm-hmm. And things like that. Obviously did religion class, you know, my whole life, except for the brief stint in public school. And so my religion really just turned into a class that I had to go to. So really, really faded out in high school, especially because I did a stint at public school where I moved to a different county, totally different friends. And when I came back to high school, a lot of kids that I had gone to elementary school were at my high school, and a lot of kids from elementary school didn't treat me very well. Mm-hmm. Back then, because I'm 6'4" and 285 pounds now. Mm-hmm. So I've always been big. Mm-hmm. And in elementary school, I wasn't really grown into my body yet. I wasn't the most coordinated kid, wasn't the skinniest kid, and I was too heavy to play football with the rest of the kids in my class. Mm-hmm. As a fourth grader, I would have had to play with the eighth or ninth graders, and my mom was not having that for obvious reasons. So being in high school was the first time I kind of got to see these kids again in a long time. And like I said, football was coming on strong. And, you know, really I was just not a great person to a lot of those people. So walking humbly and walking and treating and loving people like Christ loves us mm-hmm. was totally far, not even a slight blip on my radar at the time. So then coming to college, that brings a whole new world of excitement and stimulus into the picture. And, you know, you're kind of more of a high profile person on campus and on grounds here at UVA. That I really got lost. You know, I started dating a girl, and academics were crazy, trying to find my classes, and football was completely new, trying to change my body to get big enough and strong enough and all of those things. So I really didn't come back to my faith, and really I didn't make a conscious decision and really hear God's calling on my life until the spring semester of 2014. I had just broken up with the girl I dated for 2.5 years. I have been underachieving to my standard in the classroom, underachieving to where I thought I should be on the field. And I remember I would sit in my apartment at night and just sit there. Nobody to talk to, not hanging out with my friends, because the only friends I had were, you know, my ex-girlfriend and her friends. Mm-hmm. And I really just didn't know who I was. And I was like, there's got to be something else. This is not what is for me. And I really just went on, as cliche as it sounds, a soul searching little time to find out who I was. I couldn't even sit quietly with my own thoughts. Like I couldn't stand to be in a room with myself.
You were restless.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I didn't know where to go. And I met two amazing friends that became just staples in my life. We hung out every single day, and that was my church right there. Those two friends, and it was an amazing time. They would share scriptures, and they were just positive, you know, influences in my life, and just kind of helped me work through this redefinition of who I was and who I am.
Mm-hmm. So during the restless time in your life, which for some people will seem kind of odd, because here you are a scholarship athlete at the University of Virginia. And if you were sitting, to our listeners, if you were sitting with Vince, he's an amazing physical specimen. And so, 6'4", 280, University of Virginia, playing football, doesn't that to the world sound like you've got life made? I mean, you're at the pinnacle of what probably every high school young man in America dreams about, and yet there's this hole in your heart and something's missing, and God comes a knocking, and you probably, well, I want to hear kind of what happens next, but as you and I have both experienced and now can share with others, that there's a God-shaped hole in our heart that only He can fill. And it's so hard to learn that lesson, but when you learn that lesson, you realize, oh, that's it.
Yeah, and that whole... it was crazy, because I realized I was the one that had dug it. As I learned and heard scripture just over and over and prayed with my friends and started attending Athletes in Action on grounds at UVA, I started looking back at my life, because I wanted to find out, how did I get here to right now? And God was always there.
Mm-hmm.
He was always there. And I found out that I was the one trying to dig this hole out and remove something that needed to be there in my life, that was supposed to be there, that I was made for. So once that started to become realized, and once I realized that I was the one doing it to myself, started just to slowly pour, you know, fill that hole back up, and just go into the Spirit to be renewed.
Right on. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Vince Croce. We have so much more to talk about, but we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk more about Vince's faith journey. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Ark of the Piedmont's Spring Gala Casino Royale will be on April 22nd at the Glenmore Country Club from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Details at arcpva.org. The Virginia Institute of Autism is hosting its annual Run for Autism 5K at Charlottesville High School on April 22nd. The kids' race is at 7:30 a.m. The 5K run walk begins at 8 a.m. Details at runforautism5k.org. The Fluvanna County SPCA is having a Kiss Me, I'm Irish adoption special through the end of March. All red-haired adult pets, including brown and orange, will have an adoption fee for only $30. The Fluvanna SPCA will be at the Petco in Charlottesville on March 25th from noon to 3 with adoptable animals. See FSPCA.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA@SeavilleStations.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is Vince Croce. Vince played football at the University of Virginia, was a captain of the football team. If you were sitting next to him like I am, you would see someone 6'4", 280 pounds, an amazing physical specimen. He's currently on the coaching staff with Bronco Mendenhall and the guys. And if you were sitting here looking at the two of us, you would not think that we're both former football players. Most of our listeners have heard a little bit of my story, how I was a soccer player at UVA, and George Welsh got a hold of me and converted me to a place kicker. So if you were looking at the two of us, you would say that's definitely not two football players. But we also share something else in common, because did you go to Good Counsel High
School? I did, yes.
Okay. So I did a little bit of time at Georgetown Prep.
Okay, very nice.
But I ended up graduating from the public high school, Walt Whitman, up there.
Oh, yeah, that's where my father went. My dad went to Whitman. He graduated in, I can't remember.
Okay. Well, I
78.
Was 88. Okay, so I was a little later. I was 82.
Yeah, 78.
But we might have walked the halls at the same time. But the other thing I was going to say about Good Counsel, Prep never lost to Good Counsel in any sport during the time that I was there. But I didn't. I was afraid to bring that up. But I feel protected because Joe Thomas is in the room. But but Vince, your story is it resonates with me, because I actually know what it's like to be a scholarship athlete at the University of Virginia and yet feel a little bit of sense of emptiness when you're wondering, why do I feel so empty when I should feel like I'm at the top? Scholarship athlete, UVA, feel like something's missing. Talk to us about the difference between the old Vince and the new Vince. Once Jesus gets his hands on you and kind of gives you a new heart, and for our listeners, I'm thinking of the verse that the Apostle Paul said, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Vince, did you experience kind of what the Apostle Paul is talking about there, about being kind of a new creation once Jesus got his hands on you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's undeniable truth, in my opinion. And, man, it's crazy because it's such a gradual change. But when that change hits, mm-hmm. there is no ignoring it. There is no stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like my key passage that I always went back to going through, you know, my transition and now still walking my journey, because to me, it's a transition.
Sure.
Until eternity. Right, so Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And that's the NIV translation there. But it penetrates even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. And that's really what it comes down to, that the battle between spirit and flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So while Christ had entered my life and I made the conscious decision to let him in, because I heard the calling loud and clear all my life,
mm-hmm.
there's still this battle going on, and there's still this separation that has to happen. So there was nothing clean, glamorous, Hollywood-esque about it. I mean, it's not a movie, and it's not always fun, and it's not happy all the time. There's some of my saddest days came trying to make this transition, but now, man, I thank God for that, because because he is the light in all of that darkness, and he provides the only way out of it, if we truly seek him for it. So I mean, I thank God for calling me, for allowing me to hear him and answer his call, and bringing me through all of that, the baggage and all of the emptiness, and just allowing me to see all of the lies that the world tries to sell you.
Let me ask you this, Vincent, because for me, once I let the word of God, and I love the passage that you just shared in Hebrews, when you understand that the word is alive and active, that was a new concept for me, becoming a real follower of Jesus, to understand the importance of God's word. But where I want to go with this question, Vince, is for me, God came down, and in John chapter 15, he talks about the vine. It's the chapter about Jesus says, "I'm the vine and you are the branches." And during that passage, there's a description of some pruning that has to happen in one's life when Jesus gets a hold of you. And I experienced the pruning, and the pruning is, for me, is when God said, you know, I want to take away this. You may not understand it now, but I'm going to remove this from your life, and it may be painful, but later on you'll understand, and you'll also understand that that pruning and the cutting away leads to new growth. Did you experience any of that, I'm wondering, kind of at the early part of your faith journey?
Oh, without a doubt. And I tell you what, I was resistant. Yeah. I was resistant to it. You know, I'm like, no, don't cut that branch off. I need that.
Yeah, don't take that.
You know, I've had that my whole life. You know, what are you doing? But man, when you surrender, it's so freeing. And it's kind of, it's a paradox. I mean, because you're surrendering to this way of thinking, to this truth, but it frees you. So you're not being suppressed by it.
Right.
You're not being held back. The Lord's not taking from you for him. He's taking from you to give you even more than than you can understand. So things that he took from me, you know, the party scene, everybody's fully aware of it at UVA. It's no secret. Hookup culture in just today's generation and college in general, it's no secret. It's nothing to be shy in talking about. God took all those things.
So he said he wanted to sanctify you and purify you.
Absolutely.
And we do that kicking and screaming.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Because, I mean, they're pleasurable things that were made for good. Because in the beginning, all of creation was good. But what we fail to realize is how the fall has really affected everything.
Yes.
Not just humanity and humans themselves, but everything. And then the way that we treat these good things makes them bad. So really learning how to use the goodness of everything and learning about why things were created and the goodness that they were really made for, and being able to trust God to save me for that goodness and protect me, and trusting him that he will restore all those things back to me tenfold.
Amen. You know what, listening, and we're talking with Vince Croce, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for joining us on the program, and we're talking about when God gets a hold of you, and sometimes, you know, he's got to sanctify you, purify you, clean you up, prune you, whatever you want to call it. For me, Vince, I found that a lot of that is where the faith part kicks in. Like, you can't see it, but for For the Lord said to me, what he pruned from me, and I've shared this on the show many times, he asked me to stop drinking. And I wasn't, you know, my listeners know, wasn't an alcoholic or anything like that. I didn't, wasn't even really a big drinker. But it was, if you will set that aside and dig into my word rather than whatever it is you like to drink, change your ways, I'm going to give you something that you will enjoy so much more. And so embarking on that journey for me was a little bit scary. Like, where am I going with this? And now, you know, Joe Thomas heard me talk about it on this show. It's 10 years later. I am so thankful that that was the call on my life. And I enjoy the opportunity to share that with anybody. But what I'll say is, kicking off that new life for me was a bit of a challenge, and there was a bit of a wrestling match.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And that's what's so hard about faith. You can't see it.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. But you know Christ, and we have his example. Mm-hmm. And follow that. Seek him, and faith takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vince, we're winding up today's show, and I'm going to get you back on because I love talking to you, and I really see and sense that you are just a strong man of God. But what would you say to any of our listeners? They're tuned in today. Maybe it's they didn't plan to listen to the show, but they're listening, and here they are. And Vince Croce would say to you, if you don't have faith and you're starting to kind of think about it, what would you say to somebody who is maybe just getting started, or maybe there's that little kind of restlessness in their life that you experienced in college? What would you say to them?
I love this question. I would say, to look at your best friend in your life, whether it's a sibling, just a friend, maybe your parent is your best friend, your best confidant. The way that you love them, that you would answer the phone in the middle of the night if they had a problem, the way you'd go pick them up when they're 2 hours away but they have nobody else, the way that you check on each other when one another's sick, the way that you love that person. Mm-hmm. Think about being loved like that, but unconditionally at all times. And that is the person that we praise, that saved our lives, in Jesus Christ. And he wants that same relationship with you. Mm. Don't seek faith, because like we just said, faith is unseen. Mm-hmm. Seek Christ with faith.
Mm. Amen. It's such a good word, Vince, because I hear from so many people that are checking out faith that they don't understand the relationship aspect and how it's the God of the universe loves each one of us and is calling us and drawing us to him. And as somewhere in Scripture says, if you draw close to him, he'll draw close to you.
James 4:8.
Oh, Vince, you are the man. Hey, listen, it's awesome having you on this show. You are a great man of God. I want to bless you and our listeners. Vince Croce, to you and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Vince, keep doing great things at the university. God is faithful, and he's going to love you through it all. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make a